Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Controversy over the weekend, Raven.
What's that?
Butter or mayo on your grilled cheese?
What's mayonnaise on a grilled cheese sandwich? Is this something from England or something?
No, it's Anna and Raven.
Those Dutch?
Turns out it's a real thing. And people have been using mayonnaise instead of butter on their grilled cheese and insisting it's better because it's harder to burn mayonnaise. And they're saying that, you know how like sometimes a grilled cheese will burn really fast?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. When I burn one, my daughter makes me start all over again.
But that's part of the artwork, man. Mm. Like, that's part of the skill. You got to be able to deliver a good grilled cheese. It's one of the only the few things that I can make.
We asked on our Facebook page, do you use butter on your grilled cheese, or do you use mayo?
Yeah.
Brenda wrote, my grandmother used to do mayo, and I thought it was the grossest thing ever, and I would watch her to make sure she made mine with butter. Now I do it with mayo. It's so much easier. I should have listened to Nana way sooner.
I remember watching my grandmother make me sandwiches back in the day. She would put butter on a tomato sandwich. Like, that's just wacky. Cold butter. Cold.
Kimberly wrote, I love mayo on my grilled cheese. It's way less healthy for you, but it's so yummy. It's crazy that people that have been agreeing with this. So last night, Raven, I made you 2 grilled cheese. They're right by your side. You see them?
Yes.
Okay. One was made with butter. One was made with grilled cheese.
One was made with mayonnaise, you mean?
Yes.
They were both made with cheese.
Right. Yeah. I'm multitasking right now because I'm videoing this for Instagram.
There's no instructions as to which one I should eat first?
I mean, I guess
you're not going to tell me, right?
I'm
that's
not
the whole
tell
thing.
You.
It's the Coke challenge.
Right. I can see them and I know which is which. So go ahead and take a bite of whatever one you want first.
All right.
First of all, how
both
delicious.
They're kind of toasty on the outside.
Yeah. I'm really good at making grilled cheese.
Are
by
you?
The way. Yeah.
What kind of bread is this?
I use the Pepperidge Farm Hardy White, and then I use provolone and American craft slices.
Well, it's not crispy, obviously, because you made it yesterday.
Right, and then I microwaved it just now.
But it's also not the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
You only had to take one bite. No one told you to shove the whole thing in your mouth.
No, I really need to remember.
All right, and now there's the other one.
That one was pretty good.
Okay.
All right, this one was a little bit sweeter, less taste. I'm going to go with that one.
You think the other one is better?
Yeah, I think the other one's better. Slightly, but it's close. It's close.
You have selected butter as the better tasting grilled cheese.
Thank you. That's right. I am a true American.
I mean, really? That's what it comes down to?
I'm just saying, if you're making lunch today, use butter.
Okay. But also remember, mayonnaise is easier to spread. Butter will rip your bread.
Well, you got to get the butter out and you got to get it warm. But I like the way you rhymed it. That's the way people really remember things. So that's a good job.